AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Police in New Mexico say detectives have recovered a lead projectile they believe was involved in the shooting on the set of a movie in Santa Fe. The cinematographer of Rust, Galena Hutchins, was shot and killed. The director was injured. Alec Baldwin fired the gun. Santa Fe County Sheriff Adam Mendoza was asked about the handling of weapons.
I think there was some complacency on this set, and I think there are some safety issues that need to be addressed by the industry and possibly by the state of New Mexico, but I'll leave that up to the industry and the state to determine what those need to be.
Mendoza says it's too early to say whether charges will be filed. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told colleagues Democrats are in pretty good shape on President Biden's sweeping domestic plan. But in the Senate, West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin says he doesn't like the idea of a billionaire's tax.
People in the stratosphere, rather than trying to penalize them, we ought to be pleased that this country is able to produce the wealth.
Manchin is one of the moderate Democrats pushing back on the president's plan. President Biden and Democrats are racing to wrap up talks before the president departs later this week for overseas global summits. A nor'easter that battered the Atlantic coast with hurricane-force wind gust has left more than a 500,000 customers without power in New England. Dozens of schools canceled classes. One driver was killed, another injured when a tree limb fell on two vehicles in New Jersey. The body of a kayaker who disappeared off New York's Long Island was recovered near the Bronx after being spotted by a helicopter search crew. The UN Health Agency says Europe stood out as the only major region worldwide to report an increase in both coronavirus cases and deaths over the last week, with double-digit percentage increases in each. A suspended Virginia Tech University linebacker accused in the fatal beating of a Tinder match has been indicted on a charge of second-degree murder. This is AP News. General Motors profits slipped in the third quarter.
GM still posted a $2.4 billion profit in the third quarter, held up in part by consumer willingness to pay high prices for scarce new trucks and SUVs. But their profit was 40% lower than the same period last year. Their revenue fell 25% and was short of Wall Street estimates. On a conference call with reporters, CEO Mary Barra said the company was hit by a global shortage of semiconductors and COVID outbreaks at supplier factories. She said they're seeing improvements, but they'll see the impacts into next year. Edmunds.com reports that the chip shortage has been particularly harsh to GM, and the company lost 3.8 percentage points of U.S. market share. I'm Jennifer King.
A roller derby team that has called itself the Cleveland Guardians since 2013 is suing the city's Major League Baseball team in federal court, alleging the switch from Indians to Guardians infringes on its trademark. The former Cleveland Indians announced in July it would assume the name Guardians for the 2022 season. Ed Donahue, AP News.